Okay, the topic of page track of 23 is a very nogei lemaisa, and it's one of the big issues that come up in Erevin, and that is the story of a karpef yosem bebeis hashayim shalahu kof ladira. Meaning, if you have an area that is more than beis hashayim, I did my homework here. I did my homework, and with my parents' help, what is a beis hashayim? So I'll tell you like this. According to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 0.28 acres, which is 12,196.80 square feet. Beis Hasayim is 0.28 acres, which is in feet, it's 12,196.80 square feet, which is 0.004375 square miles, which Bekitzer means like this. If you have like 345 feet by 345 feet, so something more than that, around 345 feet by 345 feet, if you have more than that,
does it have to be a square?
Yeah, so even that, but that would be something bigger than that. That would be Yosem Mibeis Hasayim, and that's the Reb Chaim Noah. And the Chazon Ish is 0.41 acres, which is 17,859.60 square feet, which is 0.006406 square miles, which is around 420 feet by 420 feet, which is a cool one. Now, that... What? In other words, the easiest thing is 345 feet by 345 feet. That's beis hashayim. So something more than that is yosem beis hashayim. And the Chazon Ish would be around 420 feet by 420 feet. Something more than that would be yosem beis hashayim. So it's not so big. I mean, in terms, it's not like miles and miles. It's not even, it's a fraction of a mile. Moshe somewhere in between. So somewhere between 345 and 420. Okay? So what it means is like this. If the area is inside, even if you have mechitzas around the area, but inside the mechitzas is not used for human habitation. For example, the area is planted with corn plant in place. It's a whole cornfield. It's a whole cornfield. And people don't go there. As Reb David Feinstein says, if you have to be able to walk there easily. But no one walks there easily because there are all plants there. Or you have a big pond that... What? Yeah, but if people don't go there, so that's not that's called that it's not hukaf ladira. So if it's not hukaf ladira, so then even if it has machitzas, we treat it as a karmelus midraban. Or if you have a big pond, that has water that's not. That's no one shows in the water, and no one bathes in the water, and it's a big area. So that is called a karpev yoser mibeis hasayim, and even if it's mukav mechitzos, you're not allowed to carry that. So the problem with contemporary Erevin is a lot of times you have an enclosure, an Erev that's big Erev around the area. And inside the air of someplace, you have this pond or this cornfield or this thing That's more than 345 by 345 or 420 by 420. So then the halacha states that you can't carry in the cornfield, right? The rest of the place you should be able to carry. But once you can't carry in the cornfield and the rest of the place is nifrats bimulua to the cornfield, then that ruins your whole eruv.
It's not nifrats.
No, no. I'm talking about that the whole city is mukraf mukitsa, say. The cornfield is not mukraf mukitsa. Cornfield is an open cornfield or the open pond. We know when the... Right. So if you have, in other words, if you have a cornfield that has mechitzas just around the cornfield, right? No, so you have to understand the Mishnah Berurah. I spent a lot of time working on this Mishnah Berurah. I want you to understand this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you. By the time you leave today, you'll understand it. Now, if the cornfield has walls around it, so then you can't carry in the cornfield because the walls around the cornfield are not hukaf madira, but you can carry in the rest of the city because the rest of the city is hukaf ladira and the cornfield is has mechitas around it, so it's not parts to the cornfield. So then there's no problem. What? No, no. This is everybody. The question at hand is, what if you have the karpif yosef meibes asayim is not mukaf mechitzas? Well, there's no tzuras ha-pesach around it, or there's no walls around it. So now what? Now what do you do? Because there, you can't carry in the cornfield because it's not hukaf ladira. And once you can't carry there, then it's parts to the rest, so... Now, by the way, where did Chazal get this shear from? So the Gemara says it was learned out from the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan, on page 3, Chav Gimel Amud Beis on the top, it says, Orach HaChotzer, the Mishkan was 100 length by 50 width of Amos. So that's 5,000 square Amos. That's what the Mishkan was. So you had two squares, 50 by 50. So that's 100 by 50. Two squares. So what the Gemara says is, take one square, and then take the other square, which is 50 by 50, and divide it into strips, and then surround with the strips the other square, then you're going to get about 70 and change by 70 and change, which is kamat the shear of 5,000. And the Levush writes that's the Mishkan was mutter betiltel, but it wasn't hukaf ladira, right? It wasn't for real any real life purposes, and yet you can carry there. So you see that from the Mishkan, says the Levush, that up to that shear, even if it's not hukaf ladira, you're allowed to carry. Mashma, that anything more than that shear is awesome. So based on that, Chazal asked anything, because there's no precedent for anything more than that shear to be mutter if it's not hukaf ladira. Rabbi Daniel Stein pointed out, and Rav Shechter likes to point out, the Knesset Yecheskel, that the Knesset Yecheskel writes that the Tosfos on Chav Beis that we saw in the beginning, that says that that if something that has mechitzas bidei shamayim, you say aser rabim, right? That's Tosfos. It's only talking about when it's Yosef Mibeis Asayim. So meaning that the din of Yosef Mibeis Asayim maybe even has a Daraisa Mashmos. This whole din that we're talking about today is only a din Drabbanan. So it's labeled as the concept of a Karpef Yosef Mibeis Asayim. A Karpef Yosef Mibeis Asayim. Now what is a Karpef? A Karpef is a place that was used, as the article points out, it was used for storage of wood. It wasn't a place where you really lived in. It had mechitzas around. It was used as storage of wood. And then you decide to plant it with zraim, and now you can't walk there. So now it loses its status of mechitza, and the whole thing becomes asur. Now the Gemara tells us another chiddush. The Gemara tells us on page 3, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us like this. What if you have the karpe for Yoser Mibes Asayim? In other words, the karpe, this area, this storage area, has walls around it, and it's Yoser Mibes Asayim, but you didn't plant the whole thing. So in other words, you didn't plant, if you would plant the whole thing, then the corn area would be Yoser Mibes Asayim. Here, the enclosure was Yoser Mibes Asayim. Say, let's work with Reb Chaim Noir, 345. So, 300 of it you planted, but still is 45 that was not planted. So the Gemara says, Rubo Kakulo, that since Rov is Zroim, that Mavatel the Dira of the whole thing. Karpi Yosim is inside Shahukav the Dira, Nizra Rubo, Hareo Kigina Vasa. Right? In other words, if the area is Yosef Mibes Asayim and Nizra Rubo, so then that's enough. Rubo Kakulo. But that's only if it's Nizra. The Gemara says here, if you plant trees, Nata Rubo is not a problem. Because trees, people walk by the trees and it's still for human need. And then the Gemara has a case, what about it? If the water, if you have an area of Yosef Beis Asayim that got filled with water, right? So the Gemara says that if it's Chazin L'Tashmisha on Chavdal on the Beis on top, in other words, if you can drink that water, then it's also not a problem. It's also not a problem. Okay? So this is the problem. So this is the main problem that we have in a lot of Erevin. This issue is a sticking point in a lot of Erevin. Right? Yeah.
What are the examples?
They don't have cornfields, they have ponds. I remember my wife told me a friend was in an out-of-town community. They were in an out-of-town colo. And they had a, she remembers that they had to buy fish for the pond so they could go use the pond because it was cheaper to buy fish for the pond than it was to put up a source of passing around the pond. Her friend had no idea what this was all about. But this was the idea, that it was if you make it roy for Tashmish Adam, so then it's not a karpif, Yosef Mibes Asayim anymore.
Catch the fish.
So you're using
Is that
right on Shabbos? No, not on Shabbos. It means it's right. No one. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're going to use it. If you usually use it, then.
I know going
to. And maybe if no one ever is not going to use it, so then in a Hanami. Then it's a joke. If they swim there, that's fine. But if it's polluted and no one's going to swim there, then. Okay. No. But the mayim is the problem. It can't be the mechitza. It's the problem. Mayim could only maybe. Maybe it has to be surrounded. Maybe if it's surrounded by other water, that you whatever. Okay. So this is the din. Now, so throughout Shas, they always speak about the karpef. That the karpef was Yoser Mibes Asayim, and it was Nizra Rubo, it's a problem. So the Rush on page 10 says the following. Mihu Mistaber Kaven Delo Eshkechan Le Ela Bekarpev De Ein Lilbo Bitol Hekef Dira Dirachava Vachotzer Mikarpev for Tzarechir. But what if it's not a karpif? The area was a chatzer. So a chatzer is an area where you really use, right? A chatzer is people, mamish, do their laundry in the chatzer. And now the chatzer has walls around the machatzer. And now the chatzer was Nizra. So does the In other words, we said that the Zroim have the koach to mevatel the dira, that it's not called hukov ledira. Maybe zakduk the rush, that's only by a karpef, which is not such a big dira place anyway. But if you have a stark dira place anyway, like a chotzer, then maybe, in other words, I'm mamish living in the, in other words, I have enclosure, which I mamish live in, I'm a chotzer, I do my thing, so even if it's nizra rubo, maybe that doesn't have the koyach of the mevatel, the dindira. That's sarachim, that the rush leaves. Excuse me? The Ram is the Marami Rutenberg, which we'll see in the tour. Yeah, in other words, because what's the whole idea of the Zeraim? The Zeraim makes it lohuk of Ladira. The idea, the halacha is that Mokum, the Beis Asayim, Yosef, the Beis Asayim, shall lohuk of Ladira, you can't carry. That means it's lohuk of Ladira. But, so something that Zeraim is not called Dira, because you don't walk there, you don't use it, that's not called Dira. But, so even though the place was originally was Hukov Ladira, it was Hukov Ladira, but now you put your Zroim there, now you mevatel the heck of Ladira.
It doesn't really matter what the reason you put up the heck. It could always be done or undone.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really matter what the reason you were not at this place. That could always be done or undone. Meaning it could always...
Yeah, well, that's a way of... I mean,
that's just a way of talking. But it
no, originally you did it for some type of human
right.
Human use. So it is hukuf ladir. Now it's
that's
being used for Zeraim. Zeraim is not people.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it doesn't matter why I actually erected the wall. If I erected it to put an apartment building, then I decide to. So it's hukuf ladir, but then I decide, forget, I'm going to do a flower bed instead. So then I'm.
So now I'm a vata.
I'm
so
a
vata, right? So I lost the status of Hukov Ladira. So the Marami Rutenberg says what the Rush says, he was quoting him on page 11 in the tour. He says, Karpef Yosem Beis Asayim Shehukov Ladira not a Baruba Vilanos. So that's fine. Afila Enem Natuim Shur Shurus Eim Avadlan Ladira. She came there, Karpef Latobar Ilanos. The Stafi Betzilan. Because, whenever you're going to go into the Karpef, which you keep your logs there, you want to get a shade, so that's fine. That's called Huk of Ladir. But, Nizra Rubo, but if you use Zeraim, Mevat Nidariyoso. Afil Eim Behem Sasayim. Even if it's not Yosemi Be Sasayim, but if it's the Rove, it's okay.
Bad.
It's bad, meaning it's bad. Nizra Miyuto, then Im Eim Bo Bezroel Sasayim Mutter, Yosem Sasayim, also Mevat Nidariyoso. Zokter in Yud, Avav Chotzer Rechava, but if it's a Chotzer, in other words, the Karpef was not near your house. The Karpef was a storage place, had nothing to do with your Dira so much. The Chotzer Rechava is Mamish Tzomud Labayis. So then, Mesapkele Laram Im Zroim Mevadlin Dirosa. So then, is Mesapkele if the Zroim or Mevadl the Dira.
Right,
in other words, if the area is Yosemite Beis Asayim, so the Mechitzas are, but, and you were Nizra Rubo of it, so the only Rubo, but that takes over.
The area has to be Beis Asayim.
The area has to be Yosemite Beis Asayim. In other words, the Mechitzas are Yosemite Beis, are surrounding a place, Yosemite Beis Asayim, and now you're Nizra Rubo, so even though the part that you're Zorei is not Beis Asayim, it's not Yosemite Beis Asayim, it's not even Beis Asayim.
Yeah.
But still, it's the Rove, so Rubo Kukulo, it's...
The Chotzer case here has the measurements of Yosemite Beis Asayim,
right? So in the Chotzer case, you have a big Chotzer, Yosemite Beis Asayim, and now you're Nizra Rubo. So the Marami Rutenberg is not so sure. Maybe in this case, the Zeraim don't have the koyach to bevatel something that's a dira gemura.
The Zeraim themselves would be bevatel whatever land it was planted on. No,
because it's not because they're not Yosef Bizei Sasayim, so it's not mevatel anything. In other words, if it's Ra'im themselves were Yosef Mibeis Hasayim, then that's gonna ruin everything.
Even the Pachit part is attached to?
Yeah, because then it's Nifritz B'Meluo. Then it's Nifritz B'Meluo. Then that place is also Nifritz. We're talking about that it's not even. Could it, in other words, could it Rubo Kekulo itself onto the Chatzah?
It's either all or nothing.
Again,
the chatzah will be nothing, and the whole thing will be permissible.
The whole thing will be permissible. In the case of the chatzah, it means that the chatzah was yosim beis asayim, but the zrayim part was not, even though it was rov. Now the whole thing is mutter. I mean, well, that's the tzad ha-safik. That's the tzad ha-safik. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down l'chumra. In other words. And look on page 14. Shulchan Aruch says, "Karpiv Yoser Misasayim Shehukav Ladira." Not a rubo, so if not a rubo, is not a problem. Nizra rubo is a problem. Now halacha yud, sif yud, misha yeshal gina b'chatzero imrov hachatz. So now it's talking about a chatz. In other words, you planted a bed of flowers. That's another example of karpiv, a bed of flowers, because you can't walk there. So it's a bed of flowers, you can't walk there. You plant your chatzer, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that what? That if it's rov ha-chatzer, usher. And there's a pilpul in the Achronim, the Mechaber paskin, b'toras vadai, b'toras safek. Okay, but the bottom line is he was machmir in this.
A bed of flowers is like you can't walk there because of it's not physically that you're not even.
But if you're not going to walk there, you're not going to walk there. You might not want to walk there.
I can trample flowers.
Right. If you're not going to walk there, you're not going to walk there. Okay. So even though it's a suffix in the Rush and the Maram Rubenberg, bottom line is the Mechaber is Lechur. Oh. So now it's like this. There is a famous tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel, which... I happen to have here on page 15, which is very hard to read. You can poke your eyes out. But let me tell you, he says a lot of things, but he's famous to say one thing, and you can read the other things that he says also.
No.
The one who wrote on Psachim is a recent person. He's a brother-in-law of my grandparents' rabbi. He passed away young. This is hundreds of years ago. We're hundreds of years apart. Yeah. Okay. So he says like this, that if you have a city, and the karpef is inside the city, which is Yosef Mibeis Hasayim, inside the city, and there's a discussion whether Dafka is talking about the way the Mishnah Brewer presents it in the Bir Halacha is Dafka a walled city, which some of the Mafakpek where there has to be a wall or even so. But since it's inside the city, and the city is what? A Mokum Dira, city is mamish where everyone's living, so then the Karpef doesn't have the Koyach to Mavatel the Mokum HaDira. And the Mela, everything's okay. Meaning, not only you can carry in the city, you can even carry in the flowers.
And that's more than business time.
Right. Now, so the main problem, there are a lot of problems here. Now, the way many people explain this, it says Allah the Maharam Rutenberg. You know, like the suffix of the Maharam Rutenberg. Now, we pointed out that the end of Shulchan Aruch did the other way. Okay, so that's one. Okay, but maybe he's saying that the Safeg, the Machum Tzorech. Oh, so that's the Chacham Tzvi's point. Chacham Tzvi says, okay, I'll grant him the Maram Rutenberg. I'll grant him the Maram Rutenberg. But he's still wrong. Because, in other words, that din of the Maram Rutenberg is only if it's Nizra Rubo. If it's Nizra Rubo, then you have to say Rubo Kukulo. So then, maybe you don't say it to overcome a Chatzin. But, and this Rav Abadi said to me yesterday, and what you said, and Chacham Tzvi said, but if the whole Karpef is Yosef and Beis Hasayim on its own, So then it shouldn't matter, because it's not trying. I'm trying to try trump the dira of the ear. I'm not trying to trump the dira of the ear. The dira of the ear is a good dira. I'm not trying to trump it. That's a good dira. But now this makom of the carpet is also, and the rest of the ear is nifras makom also. So mamela becomes also. So it shouldn't make a difference. So that's the Chacham Tzvi's taina. Take a look at the Chacham Tzvi on page 17. Divrei Harava Chosid Bar Shmuel B'Sheila Kamuim Heim. After B'Tam Rishon Yesh Lomash Yivan Matzalo Da Da Da. Maybe he's basing on the Maram Rutenberg. Sharatz L'Chalik Ben Dira Was Karfev Sheila Chashuv David Chosid. Siyor Rav Da Afsha Maram Chosid Tov L'Hachmir. In other words, maybe he wants to say that even though we're machmir by chotzer, but maybe chveis bedina is even more chashiv. Chotzer is my private chotzer, but the city is mach. Even so, maybe even the Shulchan Aruch would be molded to that. Usvirli la ravzal da afsha maram kosef tov lahachmir hayu b'chotzer bedina v'ir kula efshar da afra beinu mei yorah lahakil. For oh, shem shaschay yedi shemoch l'kula kain shem kula mitzadei. Ella shemat iyan achilok sheben nidon rabbeinu v'nidon shel varshua mavur. He says a little bit of iyan. You see the obvious chilok. Shenidon rabbeir enel inyan hetar tiltu mokam mizru yosef beis asayim leinin nizarubo. That's the gabbai that did of nizarubo. Is that there? So this is not nizarubo. This has the shear of yosef beis asayim. That was the case we're talking about in all the eruvim. Is that it has the 300. 45 feet by 345 feet, or 420 by 420. So then, so then, there shouldn't be any cooler.
Maybe what the Bar Shmuel is saying is that the carpet is an indicator that the place that in does not have, you know, it's not so inhabitable. Maybe if it's in a city, so already it doesn't make a difference because the city is, you know,
the beautiful. That's what somehow. I don't think that's what the Dvar Shmuel himself said. That some say it over that it's beautifying the city. But I don't think that you could. Now the Dvar Shmuel has some other coolers that if you need it for the city, right? He discusses that cool also. That they used to put in Zerayim because they didn't want that. In other words, they didn't want by the chom of the city. They didn't want the people to live there. So they wanted it wasn't as safe. So they wanted the Zeroyim to be by the outskirts, and then people would live further in. So it's like for the tzorach of the city. So, but that's a chiddush also. It's the miyut, you're saying.
Right.
It's Yosef Yibes Asayim, it's the miyut.
Yeah, but it's all enclosed by walls.
What's enclosed?
The whole 2,000 by 2,000.
No.
It doesn't matter.
So then it's nifrit, but it's still nifrit to... The carpet is aser, and now the rest of the city is nifrit. The walls are over there, not going to help. What you do need... Now there's a bir halacha that I think people misread. Page 24. The Be'er Halacha writes on page 24 that the whole din of the Dvar Shmuel is when there are no mechitzas around the carpet. But if there would be mechitzas, it would be a problem. So now, what does that mean? If there be mechitzas, that means a problem. So I worked on this very much, and I dug up my base mayor, because he says the base mayor says like him. See, people think what he means. If you read it superficially, it seems to say that if it's mukav mechitzas, it's not going to help, right? That's ridiculous. So I'll tell you what it means. It means like this. If you want to carry also according to the Dvar Shmuel's Heter, that it's part of the city. You want to carry also in the bed of flowers, then you can only do it if the bed of flowers is not set aside from the rest of the city. So if you put a wall, in other words, Avada, everyone agrees, if you put a wall around the bed of flowers, you can carry in the rest of the city. Place them on the poly. The question is, I want to carry by the flowers also. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's all or nothing. Meaning, if you want the Dvar Shmuel's Heter, then you want to carry in the flowers too, then you can't have the mechitzas in there in the flowers. Because the whole Heter of Dvar Shmuel is that the flowers are bottle to the rest of the city. So they can't be. So it works like this. Either you don't put up all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Either you're going to try to get it all, where you might get nothing, because it might not be good. So if you want the Dvar Shmuel's Heter and you want to carry there, then they can't be. But if you put what the Mishnah Berurah says, that you can't, a wall is no good, that's to carry in the flowers. But Kulei Alma, and he says that the Beis Meir says like him. And I looked in the Beis Meir, and if you want, I have a Beis Meir, and he says, what I'm telling you.
So he calls the Beis Meir holds the Dvar
Shmuel? No. He's saying within the Dvar Shmuel. I don't know if he's saying he passed him like the Dvar Shmuel, but within the Dvar Shmuel. No, the contemporary Arab book is also good. Yeah, I think so. Take a look. And then, then there's a discussion. Some say that the din of the Dvar Shmuel is only by a walled city. And then there's some in the Fakbeg with that. And, well, why should be a difference? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it should make a difference. And then they point out from the Marsham, I believe, that it doesn't have to be a fence around the carpet. You have a Tzuras HaPesach around the carpet is also good. But the word is that, in other words, the way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining it is that the carpet is mevatel the mechitzas around the city. So memela, but if the carpet has, but if you want to say that it's part of the whole city, so it's not mevatel the mechitzas. And that's part. But if it has its own mechitzas, so it doesn't relate to the city mechitzas. So memela, if it has its own mechitzas around the carpet itself, so then what? So then the mechitzas around the carpet for itself are command de lese that you can't carry in the flower bed. And right? But it's not going to have any. But it's not going to have any effect on the. But lemaisa, the other mechitzas have no effect on it. So it's not going to. So mele it's. No, but for the gabe the din of nifritza, there's the din. There's Rabbi Harari saying if it's a mevatel its own mechitzah, so it's nifritz. No, that much you don't say. It's mevatel its own mechitzah. In other words, if the carpet has its own mechitzahs, so you can't carry in the carpet because
carpet,
yeah. So he's saying, well, it has its own mechitzahs, so and those mechitzahs don't count. So now it's nifritz. No, for the din of nifritz, those mechitzahs are there. The gabe the din of the chumrah of carrying in a bay that you can't do. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you wanna carry only in the city and you don't care about the flowers, then just make mechitzas around it and you're okay, or even a Tzuras HaPesach. But if you want to carry the flowers also, so then you have a risk. So either Rav Shmuel's right or he's wrong. If he's right, then you win. If he's wrong, then you lost everything. But then he says, Rav Yaakov Emden says different than me. Rav Yaakov Emden says that you can have the heter of the Dvar Shmuel even if it's surrounded by mechitzas. So then you can still have the heter of the Dvar Shmuel according to, and then you can carry in the flower bed even with the mechitzas.
I understand. Isn't that so? Rav Yaakov Emden holds that if you're mafkin for carpet, you can carry with carpet.
No, if you hold like the Dvar Shmuel, that it's part of the city. So then Mela, it doesn't matter that the Karpev had its own mechitzas. That's what he's saying. I spent a lot of time, you should know, working on this, because...
I'm reading it, and I don't see that. It starts off talking about
the second line, he says, Kishon Ezrom Shapivim about the heck of Deir Shalchim. It sounds like we're talking about carrying the city.
The Varshim was saying the Beir Shem Kevitz Chom and Shasham Ein Zoran Mishab Tochayim Bavad Lehek of Deir Shal Chom. Right. Umayi B'Mokam. Then he says Petik Dvarav. Hek of Shal Choma. Right. That's the carry in the. Yeah. You're right. Right. In other words, because to me, how could that be? There's mechitzas around. So what's you saying, like a Ferrari? You know, it's mechitzas around. It's not nistaber. Once the hekif, so there'll never be a tikkun.
If you say like that, you have like a whole bit of carpet because you went up the carpet in the middle of everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic.
Okay. Now, the minchas. So l'chora, the heter the Dvar Shmuel is not such a pasha the heter. It's not such a pasha the heter, because l'chora, like the Chacham Tzvi time, like and Rav Abadi said to me yesterday, l'chora, if it would be a din of rubo, that's one thing. But that's where the Maram is talking. But this is not a din of rubo, so it's not so pasha that you know. So just yesterday, Menachem Butler gave me the Sefer Kisvei Ha'Aruch HaShulchan, new tshuvas from the Aruch HaShulchan, and Taka, he has a tshuva on this shaila. So it was about a community that people were going to carry or whatever. It's a very short tshuva. So they wanted to rely on the telephone poles as the Tzuras HaPesach. The only problem is that there were karpeps, tshuva dala, there were karpeps in the middle. And in other words, it was in a place where, here, it was a place where they couldn't put up Hamalchus Einam Aneches Lasos Ha'irvin. They couldn't put up their own Tzuras HaPesach. They couldn't. They wouldn't allow. The only thing they could see is use the telephone poles that are surrounding the area. And certainly they're not going to be able to put up Tzuras HaPesach around the carpet. So he says, could you, and it's a case where Yesh B'Zed Godel Chil Shabbos. You know, people were going to carry anyway, whatever. Chil Shabbos the Rabbin. So he says, could I to be somech on the Shita Yechidah.
In such a, it
yeah, right. Well, whatever. Maybe they wouldn't, or maybe they would. I don't know, some people. But so in that situation, he was saying, I'm no hacha, we have the Rabbanim, Shasakha. So, therefore he signed off on it. But that was mamish, when there was no Eitzah, no way, and but the Siman Dal in Zerayim Mevatel Mechitza veHechsher Chutei Telefon Leirv. There's one tshuva in Erevin is on this topic. So so that's why L'chora it's not Pashut at all. Oh, we're he has it here, and you want to see the contemporary Erev book 96, page 28 in the packet. Several years ago, during a routine tour of an Erev located in the coastal community, it was discovered that the Erev encompassed a large saltwater inlet. The inlet has previously gone unnoticed because the thicket of reeds surrounded it. Examination of other thickets in the area revealed that some of them were in reality marshes. These proved impassable, even by local youth, equipped with machetes for the specific purpose of tying to the traverse these thickets. The problem that had arisen was the obscure halacha of karpev. And then he goes on.
Even
and
the thicket, shouldn't the thicket have made a carpet anyway?
Depends how big the thicket was. Okay, so that's. Then he took quotes about the Dvar Shmuel's leniency. So then he says, most poskim conclude. Again, that's the way the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, but I don't know if. And it's, if you read the Tshuva, maybe it's mashma that way, but Bechor, it's not such a. You know, maybe that it only applies to enclosing consisting of real walls. Okay.
Does everybody feel smacked by real walls? And
yeah, real walls around what?
Yeah,
around the city.
In
other words, he's saying if it's such a heck of a dira that this area, mamish people are living there, and there are walls around it protecting them, such a eyes in the heck of, so you can't. But the problem is, like Rabbi Bari said to me, and that Chacham Svi is saying, is that we're not trying to mevatel the hekif here. By rubo kukula, we're trying to tug a war. You know, who's going to win? you know, muvatal the hekev. But here, the pshat is the hekev is a good hekev, but we're asking mitam difference be miluo. So lechora, that shouldn't make a difference.
So they hold that it has to be now since
we're real. In other words, for having the heter of the Dvar Shmuel. Others, he's looking at the first Yaakov, he quotes others that say it doesn't matter. No.
But that why would the din of nifras then come up in this case, because it's already an antikomar of the rabbanim? Can you make a chiluk there between a general nifras in this specific case?
Yeah, that's a question. Whether
do we have to say nifras by a karka just because we have an antikomar?
So that's what we normally assume. That we do. Okay, but this is what the mefalpel, what you're saying. Now, there's one more point from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, and the Shabina quotes this Prima Gadim, that maybe the whole din of Yosher and Mibes Asayim is only when you had the walls there first, and then there was a karpef put in afterwards. But maybe if the karpef was first, and now you put walls there, ladira anyway, so maybe that those walls will not be affected. In other words, Tom, the whole din of Beis Asayim that the Gemara has. Let's talk about that the whole area was just Beis Asayim. Let's talk about just carrying in the flowers. So he suggests the possibility that maybe the cases in the Gemara we're talking about, but you had the thing and now you planted it, so that's like a bittel of the mechitzas. Maybe if the mechitzas came afterwards, I mean, this would be a big kula, depending upon then now you're showing that you're makifit ladira. What do we say? No, it doesn't matter. So that would be another tzad kula, that anything that came afterwards. Maybe. Then the Minchas Yitzchak has this big chumrah. A lot of times when you have like a swimming pool, so you have a swimming pool, and it's swimming pool has its own mechitzas around the swimming pool, right? A lot of times. So you would say the swimming pool, Lein Lecha, people use it, people swim there. The Lecha is not a problem. So he has a tshuva, and Diane Roth takes issue with him, where Hitayin is based on a Rashi, or based on a Tosfos, whatever. You can look on page 40, that the din of shtia is only if the area is basically an area that people use, and then the water comes in and it's royal shtia, so that's not mevatel the dira. But if the only thing is only for shtia, then that doesn't create a deer on its own right. So he wants to tie into that a swimming pool is, if you mark if just a swimming pool, you can't carry in that on Shabbos. Because that's not called hook of ladira. Because that's not called a deer. You're just using it for swimming. And that's not deer.
So what do you have to use it for? Drinking?
Not even drinking, living. People live in it. And those, but the word is like this: if it's people are living there, and now water comes in, and now you want to tie it, it's mevatel. Since you drink that water, that's not mevatel the dira. But you need a real dira to say it's hukuf ladira. People have to be amish be living there. If the hekev is only for swimming, he thinks that that's not called hukuf. That's a big chiddush. We normally don't assume like that. We normally assume that you could carry in the swimming pool. I mean, we're not talking about carrying in the pool itself, but this pool is surrounded by mechitzas, so around the pool there's an area that you can walk in. So the Minchas Yitzchak has this, you can take a look. Right, if you're gonna have your, if you go there to use the men's mikvah, or use the pool as a men's mikvah or something like that, and therefore you're gonna carry your robe there in that area. So that's his chumra. But Pashas, we assume not like that. Pashas, we assume that, like what Diane Roth wrote on page 42, that that Brecha is like Ilanos, and that's in other words, what the Milchus Yitzchak thought is, you need, Chukah L'dira means you need a Dira Mamish, and if you're trying to say, I don't have a Dira based on Ilanos, so Ilanos is still preserves my Dira, but Ilanos itself is not the Dira, or Shtia itself is not the Dira. Okay, I don't know, you have to see it more, but maybe Ilanos, but that's the idea. But this, Rabosai, is a very important topic that we see we're ending early. Before we so we'll daven mincha, so we don't have any problems. By the way, I brought in the Shari Tzion, the Bilsker. If you want to see the Bilsker, quoting, this is a nice copy of the Bilsker. Okay, so this is a very important inyan, because sometimes this is, a lot of Erev controversies are about Karpif. Because you have a lot of different reasons for an Erev controversy. One is the Rishos HaRabim issues, but this is a different issue that comes up, that a lot of times in the area there are areas that are not walkable, and they're big areas, and they're 345 feet by 345 feet, and that's not so easy always to mark if it. So that's the Drashmore says more than I said to hold you over, but that's the famous part, that the ear came about, the ear, or this idea that this rhyme were in the city for the purpose of the people. It wasn't just someone who wanted a plant that was helping the deer. So then what, maybe it's that point, that other point that people use is to say that the case of the Varshul was that he said that the Zerayim were by the inside of the Chomos, because they didn't want a people to live right near the Choma, because it wouldn't be so safe. So they put the Zerayim there. So that improves the deer, so maybe that's the Tzorach of people. So maybe one could say that a flower bed is to beautifies the, you know, like some want to say. But if it's a mamish, a swamp, you know, that doesn't beautify anything, and you don't use it for anything. So then
the average park should be fine.
What?
The average park. So then you have a park.
Okay, so that's the question: whether we saw Mechavet Dvar Shmuel or not saw Mechavet Dvar Shmuel. Dvar Shmuel is a big. Everybody thought Dvar Shmuel is just a big kiddush without really a real mocker.
Let's say like Central Park, it has a wall around it.
No, people walk in the park.
No, people live in Central Park. Yeah,
have deer and mammoths. They have deer and mammoths.
But do you count the homeless as deer? Because some.
Yeah, okay, we're just kidding. But, okay, we're both saying tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, 11 o'clock, we'll have the last shiur. I also have the Chazara questions. And if anyone's interested in a Bechina, we have to get special permission for you to take a Bechina, if you want to take a Bechina, because you have to also go to Rav Shachtish here. But if you want to take a Bechina, you have to ask me special permission. I have Bechinas here also. I have Chazara questions. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll give out packet 24, which will be about Eruvei Chatzeres and Schiris Rishus. And then we'll have completed the... Did I give him four? Okay, Mincha will be 140 in the base medrash. Are you going to go tomorrow?
No.